This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 at his residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of national unity and diversity, urging all participants to interact with people from different states to strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted how such interactions foster understanding and unity, which are vital for the nation's progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is the key to achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. He urged everyone to remain united and committed to strengthening the nation through collective efforts. The Prime Minister encouraged youth to register on the My Bharat portal and actively engage in activities that contribute to nation building. During the conversation, the Prime Minister discussed some key initiatives of the government which are helping make the life of people better. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that investors are showing interest in multiple sectors including technology, semiconductors, AI, electronics, manufacturing, research and design. Mr. Vaishnav said that Davos is at a very important juncture in the global geopolitical and geoeconomic scenario. Talking to the media at the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, the minister said that despite all the disruption and issues the world is facing today, India has emerged as a very trusted country that respects intellectual property rights. He said that India has clearly demonstrated to the world that under all circumstances, it is a country that believes in peace, growth for everybody and inclusive development. He added that this is a special occasion for everyone as India's pavilion is fully integrated with all the state pavilions and the entire India team is present as one team at Davos. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed monetary penalties on Jammu and Kashmir Bank, Canara Bank and Bank of India. RBI has imposed a penalty of 3.31 crore rupees on J&K Bank for non-compliance with certain directions on financial inclusion, KYC and loans and advances. While imposing a penalty of 1 crore 60 lakh 60,000 rupees on Canara Bank, RBI said Canara Bank did not follow guidelines regarding priority sector lending, interest rate on deposits, and access to basic savings bank deposit accounts. RBI has also imposed a monetary penalty of 1 crore on Bank of India. RBI's statement said the penalty was imposed for non-compliance with directions regarding the Depositor Education and Awareness Fund scheme. The Enforcement Directorate has conducted raids at 13 locations in Mumbai and Jaipur under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act in connection with fraudulent investment schemes by Platinum Hearn Private Limited that ran Taurus Jewelry. The company allegedly lured investors with promises of 2 to 9% weekly returns on investments in jewelry and gemstones while misleading them with inflated prices and false appreciation claims. Incriminating documents, digital evidence and suspicious transactions involving 13.78 crore rupees were uncovered, leading to the freezing of 21.75 crore rupees in associated bank accounts. Key accused include Sarvesh Surve, Victoria Kovalenko, Taufik Riaz alias John Carter and others. Raids targeted the company's offices and residential premises of directors and associates, revealing further links to Hawala operators and dummy entities. Further investigations are underway. Hamas has named 4 hostages to be released today under the Gaza ceasefire deal. The hostages named by Hamas are all female Israeli soldiers. The hostages are Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levi and Liri Albag. They will be freed in exchange for 180 Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. It will be the second such exchange since the ceasefire came into effect last Sunday. Earlier, 3 Israeli hostages and 90 Palestinian prisoners were released in the first swap. The ceasefire halted the war, which began when Hamas attacked Israel on 7 October 2023. About 1,200 people were killed and 251 taken back to Gaza as hostages by Hamas. Flood warnings and alerts have been issued across the UK as heavy rain and destructive winds cover the nation. This is due to heavy and persistent rain associated with Storm Ewan. The storm has been battering Northern Ireland, bringing with it winds of more than 140 km per hour and leaving 2,40,000 homes and businesses without power. Natural Resources Wales have issued an immediate flood alert for the rivers Ebbw, Sirhau and Lloyd as Storm Ewan lashes down. And that is the end of this news bulletin.